There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
The number one thing that people say that they wasted money on at weddings, which I even forgot that I wasted money on it, is programs. Because the programs that you hand out at the church, thought about that. Yeah.
A lot of people just toss them.
Right.
Or they get left right there in the church.
They leave them on the pew, or you get in the car, and they're just in the car until you clean out the car, then they go in the garbage. I forgot. I wonder how much I paid. I don't even remember. 1-800-330-9999. What was the number one thing you wasted money on at your wedding? It's Anna and Raven.
It's funny that you mentioned the programs, because Alicia handmade our programs because it was an outdoor summer ceremony.
Yep.
And so she made them that they were fans also. They were absolutely gorgeous, elaborate. I was like, anybody would pay to have these made. And, you know, being in the wedding business myself, I was like, how much? Just give me a number, what you would want for these. And she said she would never make them again. There was no amount we could charge anybody that would make it okay for her.
They take a lot of time.
Oh, man, it was a lot. So I understand how they pay people for those.
What do you think was the number one thing you wasted money on at your wedding?
Food. It's always the extra food. Mm. It's always, here's what you need at the wedding. You need the bar open.
Yes.
All right. You need a great location with a caring staff. Doesn't have to be the best building as long as the staff is attentive and cares. And you got to have great entertainment. And that's what people are going to remember. If they had fun.
Yeah.
Whether the bride was poofy or in a tight dress, that's what they're going to remember.
Yeah. We had a huge band at our wedding, which was awesome.
Right. If you're band people, that's awesome. Good. Entertainment's key.
Yeah. But the number one thing we wasted money on, and this is one of those things that I didn't really have a say, because I mean, I was young when I got married. I was 24 when I got married.
If you're getting contributions or input from family, you have to deal with their things too.
We split our wedding with my parents.
That's
so
great.
They paid for half and we paid for half. But my parents are from Italy. So there's a lot of things that they believe should happen in this wedding. And me being the oldest, I was the first wedding in the family.
They had to learn all the lessons there as to what was important and what actually wasn't.
I joke, if you look at the difference between me and my sister's wedding, my sister's 10 years younger than me, you wouldn't even believe it was the same people. You know, the things
different
I had
family.
To do. But I remember he walked into the wedding hall and he's like, all right, Anna, we're going to need a tripe station. And I go, a what?
I want to make sure.
A tripe. A tripe. I go, what?
I want to know it. I want to make sure that I understand exactly what tripe is.
Uh-huh.
Is it fish or is it stomach, right?
It's cow stomach lining.
Good.
Right. The people are coming from Italy, they're going to expect tripe. I was like, Daddy, nobody wants tripe.
And nobody's going to eat that here.
Oh, no. Our cocktail hour?
Yeah.
There was tripe. Yeah. And I looked
at it. Did they eat it a lot?
I didn't monitor the amount of tripe that was eaten at the time.
But it seemed like you had an excessive amount. You had more than enough that was necessary.
There was no reason to have tripe at my wedding. And I think about the add-on that was. And oddly, they didn't even blink an eye.
How many cows did they have to get the stomach out of to get that
going? Imagine? Can you imagine? I was like, can't we? If we're going to spend money on something, shouldn't it be like fish or something that my friends won't scoff at?
Oh, man.
1-800-330-9999.
What was the tribe.
The number one thing that you wasted money at your wedding? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you waste money at your wedding?
Hey, good morning. My name is Frank. My wedding was on the water. My mother-in-law owned a house on the river, and we had the house at the party in the backyard. And I wasted my money on too many porta potties.
On what?
Too many porta potties outside.
How would you get high class porta potties? Because those things are legit.
Oh, the regular ones, but the regular ones. But we didn't want that people scrambling to the house, but they went in anyway.
No.
Well,
I like the ones now, man. They got them fancy ones with the AC and the power in there. I mean, worst comes to worst. I get too lit, I could sleep in that thing.
Not for nothing, but if you get a regular old school construction site porta potty and I'm wearing heels and a dress in your backyard, I'm going in your house to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
I also wasted money. I bought a bunch of fishing poles and stuff like that. Maybe they were going to fish, and they didn't do that either.
1-800-330-9999. What was your biggest money regret at your wedding? What is your biggest cost-related wedding regret? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. According to TheKnot.com, the national average cost of a wedding in the United States of America is $33,931.
Slightly higher here in Connecticut, too.
And in New York and Long Island. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is, what it comes down to is that, what did you waste money on here? I got married in Westchester, mm-hmm. so it was a lot of money. Even though it was 15 years ago, I mean, I won't even admit that number on the air, to be honest.
Well, you had to have a tripe station able to handle 300-plus people.
So here are the things that I regret. When I look back on my wedding, my father, my parents are from Italy, and I was the first one to get married in my family, and they insisted, insisted that I have a tripe station.
You have to welcome the people here that are coming from all over the world.
Right, you know. The Italians are they need
tripe. They expect
tripe.
It. They expect the tripe.
If you're confused about tripe, tripe is cow lining in the stomach. I don't know anyone that eats that for fun.
It's the pillar of excellence, right? I mean, it says you've achieved something.
We had to get
and you're
that
successful.
For my dad, because he wanted it. And we had to get intermezzo. Do you know what intermezzo is?
No idea.
That is the sorbet that they serve in between courses to to cleanse your palate.
But it doesn't
was $4
come
for a person for intermezzo. We had 400 people at my wedding.
It doesn't
I want you to keep that. Figure out that math.
So that doesn't come from the intestines of an animal or anything like that, though, right?
No,
that's
just good. That's just plain raspberry.
It's got enough cows already died to give up their stomachs.
Number two thing that people say they wasted money on their wedding is the favors. Favors, yeah, definitely, because people don't keep those tchotchkes.
They forget them, and you can't. You know, you go through a lifetime, you're going to have dozens of these things.
Number one thing is the program that you hand out during the church ceremony. We asked on our Facebook page, what is the number one cost-related regret you have from your wedding? Karen wrote, the dress, the shoes, the accessories. I drank the Kleinfeld Kool-Aid.
Nice.
8 years later.
She had to have it.
I think about what I could have done with that money, and I'll never wear that dress again. I have been saying for years that
you're looking for different uses.
Not only that, I want to have an event where we can all wear our wedding dresses, and that's what we do. We just wear our wedding dresses, and we just go out to a bar somewhere, and, like, you know, everybody comes.
I told you. That's
it'd be so fun.
My wife wants to do that.
Yeah.
A forgotten wedding.
Jamie wrote on our Facebook page, my mom insisted on a videographer who we didn't want. She hired him and paid for it. The video I have is not great, and it says Jamie and Michael. My husband's name is Matthew.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? That's not something they went back and fixed in post?
Yeah.
That's terrible. You know it's gone bad when you don't even go back to them to fix something like that.
Lisa wrote, in 1989, I invited all my work friends, not realizing that we wouldn't be friends when we were no longer working together.
Yeah, a lot of times that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stressful, too, because it's supposed to be your day, but everybody in those meetings at some point wants to make it about themselves or the process. A lot of times, friendships do change through the wedding process.
This has to be my favorite one. Dale says, paying the DJ who was 90 minutes late.
How?
And then expect that this is your wedding song.
Take me into your loving arms.
You expect that to be your wedding song.
Right.
But instead, the DJ played this. Yep.
Love stinks. I love it.
I mean, I think you fired that DJ on the spot, right?
Well, maybe this one, too.
1-800-330-9999. What was the one thing you paid for at your wedding that you regret?
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.